On the rooftop of a building in Sydney's South Eveleigh precinct, a group of men, women and children stretch, crouch and sway in the midday sun. They're following Tim Bishop, instructing the group with the philosophy and practice of Wayapa, narrative meditation, mindfulness and deep breathing.
Wayapa work translates to connection to the earth in Mara country and Gunai Kurnai country. Down in Victoria. Wayapa for me is a way of remembering the connection that we have and the responsibilities that we have to each other and to the planet. Giving back to the land, because if we've got a healthy land, a healthy planet, then we'll be healthy too.
Tim's Wayapa workshop is just one of many hosted by Yarrabingin, Australia's first Indigenous rooftop farm. Yarrabingin means we walk together. Its founders Clarence Slocke and Christian Hampson facilitate workshops on Aboriginal culture, native permaculture, environmental sustainability and physical and mental well-being. And since opening this year, the 500 square metre garden has attracted all kinds of crowds.
People have been coming to workshops, the reception's been great. They love the space. I think they're very surprised about how big the garden is and how diverse the garden is.
The Wayapa workshop kicked off the first of many in celebration of NAIDOC Week. Attendee Sharon says embracing the Wayapa philosophy of respecting country, culture and community is crucial to securing an environmentally sustainable future.
The session is beautiful, beautiful. My body is woken up and alive and moving, just really connecting into everything around me and feeling that I'm not separate from it, but I'm a part of it. I'm in there with it all happening and, I don't know, evolving, just part of it. Yeah, we've been missing nature. We kind of missed it out. We bypassed it and we're coming back for it. We're coming back for what we forgot. It's just central to it. My Maori friend in New Zealand's got a T-shirt, "The Future is Indigenous." And it really is. I think if we're going to survive, we're going to need to relearn what Indigenous people never forgot. And what we tried to kind of disconnect, and we're going to have to go back and rethink the whole thing and go back for what we forgot along the way.
Christian hopes Yarrabingin reignites environmental consciousness.
Environmental consciousness is very much, you know, it's very much part of our spirituality, environmental consciousness. So I think there's very much, particularly with the younger generation, really thinking about, well, okay, how are we going to fix some of the problems we've got? And I think more recently with the issues around, you know, looking at Australia's loss of biodiversity, I think creating biodiversity in an urban environment, even in a small scale, is really important. So, and not only that, but hoping that this type of project becomes the normal project for all projects in Sydney, we could have a lot more green roofs.
The rooftop garden, boasting 2,000 native plants and 30 different types of bush foods, including Warragul greens, river mint and seaberry saltbush, certainly doesn't fall short of inspiration.
The microclimate that exists up here is already really beneficial and suits the plants that we've got in this thematic. So, you know, we're just, again, as a prototype, it's just a way of saying, well, look, you know, it can be done, and it, you know, can be functional, it can be beautiful, and it can be educational. Programs are to encourage people to learn more about our native species, but then also how to grow them and how to cook them, how to eat them, how to use them, and then hopefully how to, you know, grow them themselves in their own balcony or their own backyard if they've got the space. And if you can't get out into the bush, then we're just trying to bring the bush to you.
Clarence hopes Yarrabingin will pave the way for more green urban spaces.
Our cities are growing, and the grey and black space is increasing as the green space decreases. So we're trying to change the thought processes, I guess, around development, in that if you want to have more buildings, then at least, you know, incorporate green into the grey.